Good afternoon and welcome back. Thank you so much, Tess, for your lovely message that's just come through. I'll read it out now. She says, when Dad brought us little ones to Dubai in 63, our highlight was the weekend visit to Jashanmal for our comics. We used to get there early before opening to get the best ones.
Isn't that sweet?
See, things like that, Alexander, will be lost. Oh, yeah, we went down
to Amazon.com and downloaded our favourite.
Download our favourite
multimedia
comic.
Content. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Not quite the same, is it? Really, going out with your dad and that's lovely.
Oh yes, memories of 1963. No, just tear it up.
Well,
it is the past.
I have memories of that.
It is the past, and today's child will have memories of other things.
My nieces, who are like 8 and 9, I have bought them comics. They love them as well. Okay. Anyway,
I'm sure they do. I'm sure they'll migrate very easy to the iPad version as well.
Possibly, but to the detriment of comics and everything. Anyway, what else? I got an interesting story.
I knew
story.
This ebook program was going to sort of descend into that old argument.
Is that why you did it? Well, I'm afraid I'm going to be on the winning shoe, the sort of losing shoe, I should say, today, because I know you and
Narain
are going to be... Yes, but I have Facebook to open a Dubai office.
I love this story. Yes, yeah. It's a very grumpy little story from The National because they sent out a press invite to the press conference, which is taking place today, announce that Facebook's opening an office in Dubai, which is
Dubai
really pretty much all the value you're going to get out of that press conference, I suspect. Who knows? But the National ran a story with the headline, Facebook to open office in Dubai. And then they went on to say that Facebook is the most popular social networking site in the UAE. The company was listed. The listing was turbulent. The lead underwriter was believed to have bought shares to keep the price from falling. Dad has been cast out of its business model. GM pulled out from advertising. Advertisers have said they have plans to discontinue advertising. No plans to discontinue advertising. Its earnings
You're
fell.
You're absolutely right.
It's launched by its chief executive. And wow.
I know.
So that's how
And I've got one little line here as well. Mine's from the Gulf News, which is much smaller, I think. And it just says about the person who's managing it saying he was not ready to disclose further details.
Yes. So they sent out a press invite. So how do we get a story out to stood up on the fact we've got a press invite to the announcement of this opening? And so they've used all this fact. But the fact of the matter is that story is almost uniquely negative. It's a really negative piece. I'm sure they didn't mean it to come out that way, just that all the news around Facebook at the moment...
Is not so great. But what would that mean? I mean, just sort of hypothetically talking about it, but what would it mean to have an office here in Dubai? I mean...
You have a point.
Does that mean is it just specifically more so for advertising?
Yeah,
not really for users.
It'll be an advertising sales outlet. Yeah. It'll give you a point of presence to try and convince large agencies and large corporates that actually they should put their money on Facebook online. And in fact, it's a very good thing because there's going to be at least one more pair of legs going around on the streets convincing companies to move online. And Facebook advertising is incredibly, incredibly good value.
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
It's really
You're
smart.
Right.
There's no other medium in the Middle East that can reach the entire region in a single
click. Targeted as well.
Absolutely targeted. It costs pennies per click. Mm. So it's really good value, really good targeted, really smart and intelligent. Facebook and a number of other digital platforms give you a great way to reach your audience. A lot of organizations still aren't adopting that enough. They're not using other technologies like SEO. Their digital strategies are behind. So somebody else being funded, this time by Facebook, to help move that awareness on, absolutely fantastic. Mm. But let's be on no two minds about it. A Facebook office in Dubai means there's a point of presence here for sales. It's not. It's nothing else.
Nothing else.
R&D.
That's
there's
what
no
I was wondering.
Wonderfulness. It's a sales guy.
I got another story. I think this is also from the Gulf News, which was about
Julius Zuckerberg on the phone. There, say I've got R&D in Dubai.
Twitter in trouble, or Twitter is in trouble. We're seeing this increasingly, actually.
We are, and interestingly, the story that Wafa Issa put together looked at how Dubai police have been closing websites. And what they've been doing is talking to the actual platforms and asking them to close these websites. So Dubai Police is not, and actually doesn't have the ability to close a website. They could ask the regulator to block a website, but this is not a website. This is a social media platform. So the police are going to platforms like Facebook and Google and Twitter and saying, we need these accounts closed, please, and here is our evidence and here's our reasoning and rationale. And these companies have actually agreed with that and gone ahead and closed them,
right.
Which is quite hard to get done. I mean, it's quite hard to get their attention. So it's quite cool that Dubai Police is acting as a sort of clearinghouse for these things. And they're very, very clear about what nature of things they're talking about. General Khamis Al-Mazena, who's Deputy Chief of Dubai Police, said to Wafa Issa, that monitoring a social network would be considered a violation of UAE law, as it would infringe on personal freedom.
Oh,
so they don't monitor accounts as such. What they do is take up complaints that are presented to them.
But no, because this is interesting. It was actually quoted on Noor Dubai, quoted on the first on the program. Roar Al Kanoon says, I'm just reading through it. Salim said monitoring of these websites was not a violation of people's personal freedom, given that the information is already public.
Yes, it is. It is public information.
So it's
but
not.
The Dubai Police point is that proactively monitoring people, as opposed to acting on complaints, is the way they do it, not monitoring people. They consider monitoring people to be a violation.
Oh, I see. Right, so it's a different approach.
They're looking at cases of exploitation, blackmail, stalking, pornography or narcotics. Now, fascinatingly, we first saw electronic sort of policing here start in 2002. In 2010, there were 266 cases of electronic crime. In 2011, there were 596 cases. That's 266 up to 596. Now, this year so far, in the first quarter, there are 179 cases.
Oh, wow.
Now, if we extrapolate that, which is a bit dodgy, but if we do extrapolate that for the next three quarters and say they're the same, this year we'd have 716 cases. So there's actually an exponential rise in the e-crime in the Emirates.
Okay, you could say, yes, there is a rise, but it also is the fact that they're spotting it. So it could have been there already. We don't know what there was before. It's just that now they're monitoring it, and so they.
I think the truth is likely to be a mixture of the two. That they're getting better at finding it,
yeah.
But also that more and more people are doing it because, you know, let's face it, part of human nature, part of human behaviour is criminality. So if human eyeballs are moving online, if we're all taking our lives more online, and you and I have been discussing and debating, you know, the role of reading and children, let alone everything else that we're doing online, as we take our lives online, we become more vulnerable,
mm-hmm.
and crime will follow us. Crime is part of what goes online.
Yep.
So the police have got the very unenviable task of getting themselves up to speed and making sure they're on top of this.
Mm.
And it is such a vast universe. And because the whole world is accessible on the internet, your criminal's probably not sitting in a flat in Sharjah. He's probably sitting somewhere in Chechnya. So it's pretty hard to catch some of these forms of crime.
It's absolutely incredible. I was watching this, I think actually, no, it was on BBC World Service. And I'm not sure I'd mentioned this before. And it was a documentary. And one of the reporters had decided to do a kind of a follow the mail, basically follow the chain mail, and it was for some spam product. I won't tell you exactly what it was, but you can perhaps use your imagination. And he literally went all over the world. It was absolutely brilliant. I remember sitting in my car and actually just listening to the end of it. He went all over the world to try and find these people that were, the drugs were sold in one, they were distributed to in another, then they were sold on to someone else, they were sold on, and just there was all these links literally across the world. And finally he found the one guy, in fact I think they were brothers, there was one particular guy who was sending out all these spam emails, one guy in a house, a remote house in the middle of New Zealand. And he went to the door and he knocked on the door and he went in and said, right, what have you been doing? We know, and the guy was already known. He had already been caught previously doing something similar, managed to get away with it, and blah blah blah, and set it all up again. So you're absolutely right. It's not easy, is it, to actually track down the sort of criminals themselves?
No, it's not. It's not easy to find the crime in many instances. But an interesting part of this story, Judge Jamal Al-Samati, who's the head of Dubai Judicial Institute, pointed out, and we've said this on the show before, the authors of insults on social networks are liable to prosecution under the law. So these sites that have been closed down, these accounts that have been closed down, haven't necessarily been defamation, because the law as it is in the UAE deals with defamation. In fact, we saw a very high-profile case where the chief of police had a guy for defamation. So these accounts are being closed for much worse than that.
Mm.